Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook, facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of perdition. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a wrong line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goner.
Can you hear me now?
Big drum, all part of the game.
Can you see my solo? Now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official.
ninjascroll.web.com. Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order.
go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Tuesday, so we have Bridget joining us here. And if you want to be a part of the show, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into today's conversation. So let's go ahead and bring in Bridget. Bridget, are
How's
you
it going
on
this evening?
There you go. So Nicole's not going to join us just yet, and she may or may not join us today.
Okay.
But that's okay, because I figured you and I would be here.
I'm here.
Okay. All right, so what have you been doing today? I've seen that there's going to be a whole nationwide, like, cold spell for the next few days.
Yeah, we're expecting, I don't know what's coming out here. Ice, snow.
I don't know if that's
not looking
any
forward to it. What's that?
I don't know if it's any different for you right now. But normally for us, it's like in the mid-60s, high 60s already. By the end of February, we're looking at our version of spring, which there's a little wind, but it's warmer. It's supposed to be in the 40s the next few days here.
Yeah, it was nice today, but that's usually what, you know, it's kind of like the setup stage, you know, before the brisk cold sets in. So I guess it just depends where you are. You know, either you're going to get some snow or you're going to get some ice. Ice, obviously, is not great no matter where you are. So it's horrible driving when there. So we'll see, because sometimes they'll say ice and it could just be rain. So we'll just have to play it out. But they've been nailing it pretty good lately. You know, when when they say so many inches, they've gotten that right so far. Although we haven't gotten that much snow, you know, it's like once or twice a month, if that. So they haven't had that much. They haven't had that many times to be inaccurate. I haven't heard any school closings as of yet, so that would be shocking if there's no school closing on something, because it's supposed to be pretty bad. I mean, they're talking 6 to 12 inches. So last week I think it was only 4 to 6. So, you know, I mean, that's almost a foot of snow.
Yeah, so over the next few days, we have 4 days where the winds are going to be between 40 and 50 miles an hour with gusts of 70 to 80 miles.
Yeah, that's pretty bad too.
So it'll be in the high 40s, low 50s for a few days. It was just 70 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, isn't that something how the weather is? It'll be so beautiful one day and then it's like boom. Drastic change.
Yeah, I desperately needed some sun, so I spent a couple days where I went to the park for an hour and just sat in the sun because there was no clouds or chemtrails in the sky.
Yeah, but so far it's been a good year. I mean, out here as far as the weather, so. I mean, you know, except the people who look forward to, who make their money on snow, you know, snow plowing and ski resorts and things like that. I mean, we don't have that many here as far as ski resorts, but I mean, people do make a living, you know, but that's with everything, you know.
Yes, but was this already pre-planned? Because of...
I don't particularly watch the forecast all that much because it really doesn't play a role in my life. You know, if it happens, it happens.
I didn't really hear about it until like two days. Chemtrail spraying that you see weird weather like this.
Oh. Well, usually February is pretty cold, so I'm surprised our weather this year in general has been pretty mild. So I hear people like happy about it, but then we have such a short summer as it is. So if our winter starts peaking as of right now, what does that mean for our spring? So that means we probably won't get a spring, and then that means we'll get a very short summer. So summer usually, you know, we're in the 90s, let's say August, you know, it's potentially that we might not even have hot weather come August. So it'll be just, we're lucky if we'll have summer, you know, maybe June and July, and then that's it. And then boom, we're back to fall and winter again. So,
yeah, but it's not that bad to go to a Brewers game in May.
Yeah, well, we have a open stadium, so we look for, you know, like people who go to those games, you know, you want to have it a nice weather so it's open. And if it's crappy weather, then the stadium is closed, and then it's like gross. Like, why do you want that closed in? And that's happened, like the openers and stuff like that, which I believe it's like the first week of April. I used to go to the you know, the openers many, many years ago, but I haven't gone to. I don't go to many of those sport events anymore.
So,
I don't go to the Bucks game.
Is a retractable roof?
It's automated. So it just opens and closes.
Okay. Well, good. I don't understand why newer stadiums sometimes don't put that retractable roof in there. It makes no sense.
Yeah, they close it within, well, I wouldn't say within minutes, but I mean it closes pretty rapidly.
Yeah, I've been to the Bank One ballpark in Phoenix for the Diamondbacks, and you don't even hear it, but within 10 minutes it's closed.
Yeah, it closes pretty fast. I mean, I haven't witnessed when it closes. It's either, you know, I mean, they have it pretty much prepared. I mean, you know, if it's going to close, you know, if it's rainy, it's pretty set up.
Well,
I spend most of my time tailgating, so I don't spend much time like watching the game.
Rumor is that the Oakland A's are going to be moving here within the next 2 years.
They're going to be doing what now?
Moving to Las Vegas.
Which team? I'm sorry.
The Oakland A's, the baseball team.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, the Raiders moved here a few years ago.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that Vegas has teams now.
But if you look at it, though, Oakland has been hemorrhaging residents, and their upgrades, their stadium is trash and outdated by a long shot. And if you're going to spend $2 billion, are you going to put it in a city that's drying up financially and residentially? Or would you go to one of the fastest growing cities in the United States for each of the last 30 years?
Yeah, that's true too.
Because I'm sure most owners of anything would rather go to Las Vegas than Oakland, I promise.
Yeah. I mean, I have friends that I swear, I mean, I almost think that they actually live in Vegas because they spend so much time there. But, I mean, they spend a lot of time in Vegas contemplating whether they want to move there, but they haven't made that move.
Well, as long as they leave their voting habits where they were, then that's fine.
Yeah. or then the outskirts. I think I can't think of some of the other cities around Las Vegas at the moment. What's the one that
there
begins
with
an F?
Ferguson. There's like Pahrump and Henderson and North Las Vegas. That's
Henderson,
pretty much it.
Yeah. I think they moved to Henderson. I think that's where they moved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Henderson
yeah.
probably has more residents than Madison, Wisconsin, though.
What's that?
Henderson, the suburb of Las Vegas, probably has more residents than Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it should be interesting what's coming up as far as the voting. What's the scoop on that? How's the voting? Any new development presidency coming up yet?
Voting for which?
For a presidency.
Oh, well, people are starting to announce
themselves. Is Biden, you know, peaking in the polls? I highly doubt it.
I think he peaked before he ran.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got that scandal right now, right? That I'm not sure who the person was speaking on. I don't even know why he was speaking on his behalf, but now he's saying that someone planted those documents in his house. I'm like, why does someone even go to those links to even say something like that? Like, it's already been confirmed. They found it there. Now somebody goes left field and says, no, it's been planted. It's been planted. He literally put it there.
Well, I'm not going to lie. There is a chance it could have been planted. Because
yeah, that's true.
The globalists don't want him to run. And he strongly believes that he could be president again in the next election. Allegedly, the globalists have asked him to step aside, and he doesn't believe he should.
Yeah, but it's nobody would ever say that for Trump. Oh, yeah, I think somebody planted that for, you know, nobody would ever say that for Trump. It's shockingly that somebody would say it. Well, not shocking, but.
But how coincidental was it that they found documents the next day at Mike Pence's house?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it was or was not planted. It's just how things are so coincidental that you have to at least consider it. Because why would Mike Pence all of a sudden have documents showing up at his house?
Yeah. Well, you would kind of think, why do you have documents floating around after so many years? Like, wouldn't you get rid of it? You would think, but
yeah, but
I guess that's no different.
Documents as well.
Yeah, but I guess that's no different than like a murderer or anybody else like that. You know, who keep trophies and stuff like that, and you know they keep evidence laying around just for obvious reasons. You know,
here's the knife I used, and I'm not even gonna wipe the blood off.
Yeah. Or just because they literally don't ever believe that they're going to get caught. So they're just like, not me. No, nah. That's okay. I'll never be suspected. You know, I'll walk around just as if I, you know, didn't commit a crime.
But if you feel like that you're a... If you feel like you're... You're untouchable, then you could do stuff like that.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, but this is true. You know, people commit crimes all the time not necessarily crimes, or guilty of things and walk scot-free for a long time, you know, because they're in high power or whatever it may be. And it's just the name of the game sometimes. It takes a lot of takes a lot of suffering to take some of these people down. You know, people are afraid to speak or whatever the case may be.
So what stories have you found today? I'll let you pick one.
Today, not much of anything. I was listening to John
Lennon.
Because
you can't come in at 6:27 and say you don't have anything.
No, I was just was listening to Don, how they were ripping on Don Lemon yesterday when he was talking about something about ladies in their prime. What was considered ladies in their prime?
Oh, you know what's funny is Whoopi Goldberg said that Don Lemon was correct.
Oh.
So I want to know if people get reprimanded or because she's a female and you don't know her, that particular pronoun's gender, that she gets a pass or they gets a pass.
I'm shocked. I'm surprised people still listen to it. What is it? He's on the morning show, right? Don Lemon?
Yeah.
Lemon or whatever?
Yeah, but allegedly he got taken off air today for he had special high-intensity training.
Was it because of the prime comments? Or?
Yes.
Really? Huh. I thought they overlooked that one.
Well, he would have been fired any other time. So that is slapping him on the wrist.
Well, that's surprising. I thought he always gets a pass for everything.
Hey, everyone else would have gotten fired, though.
This is true. And he's basically still on the air, so I guess that's to say for that. The Roseanne Barr is back. So that's good. I look forward to see her comedy. They took her down for 3 years.
Yeah. Is that show still on? Whatever they changed the family name to.
I don't know. I mean, they canceled her entirely. I don't even remember. What did she even say that was so offensive? I don't even think it was offensive. What was that?
I said, I wish I can answer that.
Yeah, I don't even think she said anything offensive. I think she was just speaking her mind as Americans should. And boom, they put her as an example for the rest of anyone else to follow.
She was a Trump supporter, so that was okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was just a lesson. Be like Roseanne, we'll show you what will happen.
Yeah, I'd like a comedy special with Roseanne and Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, she. I saw her speak the other day. She did say she was going to be she was going to be more offensive.
Okay. Well, that's what comedy is supposed to be about.
Yeah, most definitely.
You can't just go up there and say Trump sucks for 30 minutes.
No. So I hope, she does her job justice.
Just so you know,
well,
I'm freezing my butt off here.
She's had 3 years to come up with
new material,
you know, for some new comeback and kick some people in the butt for that, whatever they did to her, and so good for her. I'm glad that she's coming back.
Yeah, if we're going to win this culture war, we have to learn to stop letting the woke people beat us every time.
Yeah, the sad thing is that she wasn't able to do it much about it. I mean, she did say that You know, she wanted to apologize and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know who, what was it, Fox or somebody? I think it was Fox who wanted to give her eventually a platform or something. I didn't listen to
that.
The whole thing because I didn't. Yeah, something, and however it went down, and she finally said, okay, fine, whatever. Whoever is giving her the, well, I'm sure it's dollar signs at the end of the day, or, you know, but, and I'm sure she needs a job, so I'm sure she's like, okay, Fox, give me my money. I mean, we don't have that many, you know, I mean, obviously there's cable, but, you know, who today, you know, who pays the big bucks? I mean. A lot of these networks are all kind of hand in hand together, but yeah, good for her. It's just too bad that they took her off for so long. And you get one closed door, you know, you pretty much, they all kind of follow. Which is sad. I never really thought things would ever come down to that, but I mean, I don't see any of that ever changing. It's just now bluntly in your face.
Well, yeah, they know that they can get away with it. So once they've beaten us down to not say anything, then they can rule. So the average person is not a radical leftist. But the thing is that 2/3 of the American public is scared of their own shadow. So they just comply because they don't want to get yelled at by 30% of the United States.
Yeah.
And that's the same with the gene therapies, the scams on your face, the woke culture. That's not the average American on the street. It might even be 25% and not 30%. But they know that they can organize and they can get loud and they could beat you to your face to demand that you recognize that a man can get another man pregnant. They're willing to throw down for that.
Yeah, that's something today. I was just doing a survey, or I don't know, I was doing something. I had to fill out some kind of document. So just a little inventory. And it shocked me because I didn't even, there was 5 selections. I mean, this last year it was, you were either male, female, possibly other, or didn't want to say. Now it's binary. There's literally like 5. I don't even know what the other ones were. I mean, I'm trying to read them all.
Yeah, I read an article last week, Bridget, that allegedly every person ever born has a different gender. So there's currently almost 8 billion genders in the world, plus whatever gender everybody else had, whoever passed away.
That's
no two
crazy.
Genders can ever be the same. So that's a lot of restrooms they're going to have to build.
How do they teach children in school today? Oh my God. Well, see, I'm 52, so I don't have any children, but I'm not, you know, I may have a grandchild one day. I mean, I don't know. I'll just be like, fuck.
Yeah,
fuck
my kids got out of school
just
in time myself.
What's that?
My kids got out of high school just in time.
Well, yeah. But, you know, my son will have a child someday. I mean, he says he doesn't, but, I mean, you know, still too early to say. My son's 19.
Yeah.
Well, what could they possibly... Well, I hope the day will come. Well, I just hope that they choose not to put their children in school. You know, I have thought about it some years ago, but I was like, oh, God, do I really want to teach? I'm like, ooh. But now, like I said, yeah, my son just kind of escaped it. But now I get it. No, no way in hell. No. So much better off teaching children in your own home, your own values, your own, your own values, your own beliefs, you know, take them out on, you know, on the world. I think you can teach them a whole world of a difference than whatever they may be teaching in school. Half of the stuff is probably not even real.
And
tell you, a whole bunch of
they have an education degree that they know more than you.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe when it comes to math, I'm a little rusty in the math area. But outside of that, you know, well, even the whole English. I think when my son, when he entered somewhere in around, I want to say middle school or high school, I was like, well, what are you even teaching? Why is English? Why did you make English so difficult? You know, because English, they teach English very different too. I mean, sound pronunciation is gone. I mean, there's a lot of things that are very different how they teach kids in school. But then it's like, there has to be a reason why children seem to be so much more illiterate. There has to be, because the way they teach them, you know. Like, these kids don't know, well, I don't know if it has to do with computers. I mean, I don't really know what the percentages, but I really have to say some of these kids today really don't know much of nothing. And if they do know a lot, it's usually because parents are teaching them more in school, you know. And there's stuff to their electronics. I mean, I knew some kids and they're like, so and so was so smart, but if you took a calculator from them, they don't know how to add.
Yeah, do you know what ESG is by any chance?
What is what?
ESG.
No.
Have you heard of the social credit score?
No, but I think I've heard something about that.
Yeah, so that's how China's been rolling for a while, where you get a credit score on your phone. And that credit score determines whether or not you could purchase anything, if you could travel, if you're maybe you get arrested because your credit score is too low. So say you say something on social media against the gene therapies. Regardless, even if you said my child just died after getting the gene therapy, you lose like 100 points. Even though it's true and factual. Huh. And because you just dropped 100 points, now your car's not going to start.
And this is in China.
Yeah, but it's being worked on in Europe, in Canada, and it'll be here eventually.
Well, I hope in 50 years.
Oh, no, you're talking by 2030. That's part of Agenda 2030. And then if all the currencies, you get rid of cash and the currencies are digital, then you have no choice because your local banks aren't going to matter anymore. You're going to have FedCoin and the government will be the bank and you'll have negative interest rates. So you'll be paying to have your money in the bank, and it's not like you could do anything about it because if there's only one major bank and there's negative interest rates, what are you going to do? You can't take your money out.
Yeah. Well, we've already become pretty much slaves to the banking already. I mean, that slowly had become a thing, you know, slowly, coming down the pipeline. I mean, my mom's like 80-something. I mean, she pays still a lot of things by check and doesn't trust, you know, automated and stuff like that. And she gets frustrated every once in a while. She's like, I know I put this in so-and-so date. And, well, you know, because now things are tricky because things don't get through the post office when you're supposed to. So she'll get frustrated when things don't, you know, And you only allow you so many waves, because she's like, no, I know I pay for this. Yeah, good luck proving it. You know, because she sent in her check. So she's getting a little upset about that. So I don't know how she's handling that, because like I said, she does everything by check. So she doesn't do things online or stuff like that. And like I said, they only allow so many oopsies.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it at first too, you know. But I mean, I do everything automated, and I'm guilty. Auto pay and things like that. Only certain.
Well,
ones.
I always
not
like
the ones
to tip in cash though, because taxation is theft.
But now I'm hesitant on some purchases in some stores. Now you got to pay attention. They don't tell you. You've got to read like a sign behind the guy or on the cash thing. You know, like I went to, if you pay by credit card, because I guess now banks charge extra money now. So these merchants are now getting charged extra, which I mean, they've always have been. So I don't even know if this is true or not, because I don't own a business. So I don't know how much more they're getting charged. So I guess now if you pay by credit card, they charge you like anywhere between $2 and $5 per purchase. Now, it's bad enough we already have inflation. Now you're paying an extra $2 per purchase? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Europe has been paying that for many years.
That's called the value-added tax in Europe. You pay that all the time.
Well, this is getting crazy. And that's just recently. Like, I went, you know, and I think these are little shops, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't pay attention to every little receipt that I purchase, you know, unless it's a small purchase, and then I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
Is when you go to like CVS or Home Depot, and after you pay, they ask you if you want to add a tip to that. It's like all you did was scan my items, and
yeah,
you told me the balance.
Like that.
I'm not giving you $7 to scan three items and tell me that'll be $96.
Yeah, yeah. There's some places like that that'll still ask you for a tip too. Yeah, I mean, I can see salons and they'll do that, and like, no. But I don't know if that's just because their system is set up that way. But yeah, you're right. It's like, man, you keep taking more money and more money and more money. It's ridiculous. But I mean, it's bad. I mean, I was just telling somebody, I'm like, this wouldn't be so bad if inflation was maybe a quarter. I would say I would say okay, if everything was maybe at max a quarter, and that's like a quarter. That's a quarter per item. That's probably, I don't even know what, $10, $20. I don't know, depending on how much people buy. A quarter.
Yeah.
But we're talking anywhere $2 to $5, if not more, per item. That's insane. Like, you know, that's crazy. And I'm being generous, because I don't even think some things are $5. I mean, I think some things are maybe even 15, if not more, per item, you know. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of stuff. Yeah. I mean, and it's just me and my son. I can't imagine people who have, you know, bigger families or have to feed, bigger households, you know. You know, like the EBT is going to be gone, or I think this month, you know, certain families are not going to have that. So I wonder how that's going to play out this year or this month or whatever. But I'm sure there'll be free money be given out for those families or however that, or I'm sure Biden already has a plan. If it hasn't already been out there, I don't know. I don't really catch up on that.
Yeah, I don't. I think the plan is to just let us suffer, because a lot of us didn't vote for Brandon.
Yeah.
That's part of the left. You always have to punish your political enemies.
Yeah. Well, how many people will love him so and make that decision again and vote for Brandon again? That should be fun.
Well, you have people that don't even recognize that Brandon is the problem. They're just happy they don't have Trump.
True. This is true.
I couldn't imagine going through life like this.
Well, you know, the media did really quite a number on him. I mean, I guess no matter where you turned, there was so much despise, so much hate on him. That shows you how brainwashed people can be. And they did this for, what, 4 years? 2 years? How long was he even in office? Two? Holy crap.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, I guess you talked the 2 years you in office and then the time prior to that, but... And then while he was still out of office, they still did that. So that's a lot of brainwashing.
No.
And the sad thing is that some people, they only stick to, and I think that's the problem. People, one, they don't research, and they stay to that one channel. You know what I mean?
Well, I would differ because they're not watching any channel.
That's true, too.
If they're a lifelong Democrat, they don't have to watch the news. They already know everything they need to know.
That's true, too. Some people change their minds, but whether yeah. Yeah, still don't know who those 8 million are, but yeah, November's going to roll up soon enough.
Well, I do want to make sure that we have the latest Broccoli Man playing.
But you know what? I think the dumbest just real quick, I think one of the biggest mistakes is that the Dems continued voting throughout the whole time, where I think the Republicans kind of just went out that one day. I think that's where the biggest mistake was. But
no, part of it
whether
is,
that
but,
really was.
And again, you have the Democrats that say they don't care about issues. They just care that Trump is not president. So when you have that diehard of a vote, they don't have to do a thing for you, period, because they have your permanent undying vote forever. So why would they change anything? They don't have to. They don't have to do jack squat.
Yeah. Well.
Watch. If they run Michael Washington Obama out there, who I'm sure is a nice lady, people are going to come out of the woodwork to vote for Big Mike.
Well, I hope when their pockets are a little empty, I hope they realize they were part of the problem.
They'll be in a FEMA camp and still vote for whoever the Democrat is.
That just makes my stomach turn.
They don't care.
Let's see what happens come next term.
So let me know if you're able to pull up the video so we can watch it.
All right.
This one is a new superhero to you, I think. This is liberal person raging for the machine.
I don't know what's going on with this computer. It's super slow.
And then Joseph in North Carolina is going to join us after we play the cartoon. So hang in there, Joseph.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, so I'll count it down.
You want me to mute it, right?
Yeah. All right, so
got it.
3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, broccoli person. I hate you so much.
Hey. That's great. You hating me does not affect my life in any way.
You are hurting the trans community by not supporting gay porn being shown to kindergarten classes. We need to groom the children to know they are always born with the wrong gender and we need to change them.
If you want to change your gender when you are an adult, that is up to you. But leave the kids alone. God gives people genders for a reason.
That is why you are the something occur of the year. How do you not know every single person is a different gender? There are almost 8 billion people on Earth. That means there are almost 8 billion genders.
So you mean you are like a snowflake?
Yes. I mean, how dare you call me a snowflake? I am a liberal person.
Same thing.
You are against a massive nuclear war in Ukraine. That means you are against people. That's why I hate you so much.
Please explain how killing millions of people with a nuclear bomb means you are for people. It is not the fault of people that live in Russia, Poland, Ukraine, or anywhere in Europe as to why they are going to war.
That's why you are thinking only about yourself. We all need to support the Ukraine and give them more than what they need all the time. That is the loving and liberal thing to do.
Please tell me how I am thinking only about myself and not the millions and millions of people that would be affected or dead if a nuclear bomb landed on them.
If some rando over there dies in a nuclear attack, it does not affect me. I live in the United States.
You do not think there would be any retaliation of them dropping a bomb on us? Also, what about you getting drafted to go to war over there?
That will not happen. This is America, you dumb something ducker.
So you really think we can drop a bomb on someone and there will be no retaliation? What fantasy world are you in?
You fool. We live in America. No one would dare do anything to us.
Really? What about those Chinese spy balloons?
Why are you against China spying on the United States? Everyone spies on us all the time. Brandon even said it was okay. January 6th was far worse than any spying anyone has done to us. Even Michael Robinson Obama said it was no big deal. Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady. She will be the next American president soon, right after Brandon.
Please explain anything about Michael Robinson Obama and why I should vote for them.
That's because you are one of the dumbest, most hate-filled people ever. We all need to vote blue no matter who. Whether it is Brandon the Cackler, Governor Gruesome, or Michael Robinson Obama, we need to support them. We should never ever vote for someone who is not a Democrat. Everyone who is not a Democrat and who does not vote for a Democrat needs to get arrested and put in a FEMA camp. Even though FEMA camps do not exist.
That's all great. But you never told me why I should vote for Michael Robinson Obama.
Because if you do not vote for Big Mike, then you are a racist, a genderist, and a big dumb stupid head.
Wow. That is maybe the weakest argument ever. Calling someone names because they do not vote for the same person you did does not sound like an adult. Or even human. Why do you support the New World Order and a one world government so much? All of your rights will be gone.
I am okay with that. We should be living in 15-minute cities, eating Z-bugs, and owning Z-nothing anyway. Owning nothing and living in a war with bombs dropping on us is much better than Trump being president. One mean tweet is far worse than the entire Earth being hit with 10 nuclear bombs every day for a year.
Wow. That is some first-class hating over there.
I am not a hate-filled pussbag like you. I am loving and liberal. That is why I demand that everyone in the world live exactly like me and conform to my standards. If you do not listen to every single thing I say and adopt it as gospel, then I have no use for you and want you to die so much.
Why is it your ideas are the worst ever but we never demand you die or get put in a camp? However, if I do not agree with your crazy ideas, you want me cancelled?
That's because you do not support my ideas. We demand to take away your gas stoves. We want you eating the bugs and owning the nothing. We want you to always wear a scam on your face forever and get your weekly gene therapies. You do not support whatever the current thing is and you are not willing to give up your possessions to fix climate change. I bet you are not even willing to get in Eliza Nika's suicide pod and live forever in the metaverse. That's why you need to be camped.
That's by far the hardest nope that I ever noped in my life. I am not killing myself so the globalists can rule over the earth.
And that is exactly why you need to get re-educated in a FEMA camp. That does not exist. You need to learn how important it is for you to leave the earth for Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and George Soros. Geopolist has done way more than 99% of the earth's residents, so he should get all the world's resources. You are just too greedy. Besides, you can live forever if you get on the metaverse. How else do you think Mario and Luigi live in Super Mario Brothers? Hey broccoli person, why are you against kids in the first grade getting naked in the classroom and sticking things in their butts? That is far more important than learning math, spelling or reading.
That is all kinds of disgusting. Those adults engaging in this need to be arrested right now.
That's why you are a fascist. I bet you support the people in East Palestine, Ohio. They all voted for Trump so they should never ever get help. Let them something buckers learn to vote Democrat next time. I am loving and liberal.
The president has to work for all people. Not just people that voted for him. You need to be a good example to the world.
You are so wrong, broccoli person. You always have to punish people who are not Democrat. That's why you are so filled with hate and I am loving and liberal.
Please. Do not let these radicals dictate your life. Stand up for yourself. Learn what is going on by listening to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on 9 p.m. until midnight Eastern time on weeknights. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. You can go to freedomizerradio.com. Learn what the New World Order is doing to us. Proof shares all the latest news so you can be educated. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and he will even take your calls. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. You can also check the schedule to find other shows on Freedomizer Radio.
If you listen to Freedomizer Radio, I will hunt you down and bring my other Antifa friends. Even though Antifa does not exist. How dare you not listen to me? Our posse will make your life the worst hellhole ever if you do not listen to me. I know more than you because I am loving and liberal.
All right, hope you thought it was okay. You still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good. Is this the same one from last time, or is this different?
There's a new episode every week.
Oh, okay. It doesn't seem like it was similar. Might have been similar from the beginning. Sorry, maybe to me it did.
Yeah, I try to use different characters with Broccoli Man.
Okay. Maybe that's what it is.
You can know the people in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe that's why it is. Like, it seems like a similarity from the last one, so it kind of...
Right.
Takes off. Yeah, okay. That's probably what it was.
That's why I use different... characters.
I think the more like you start paying attention to it, it kind of starts making more sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Joseph in North Carolina, welcome into the show.
All right. How's everybody doing here tonight?
Hey, Joseph.
All right. Talking about our sick republic, I think what it is that the vibe that I get from talking to people. Is everybody, like, for instance, I did a show last week on my podcast with, where we tried, we wanted to get the, it was now, the, instead of going national, doing a national Restore the Republic type of thing, do a tri-state thing. And what I think it is, everybody's looking to do something, everybody wants to do something, but they make it so damn complicated. These assemblies, these grand juries, you know, nobody's going to go back to school and become a lawyer and become a constitutional law scholar. You know, we just don't have the time for that. We have a dumbed-down, morally degenerated public that just doesn't understand common sense today. So we have to come at them with everything that lacks common sense in order to persuade them to come over to our side somehow and to vote with us so that we can implement, so the people that do know what's going on and do have common sense are able to implement restoring our republic lawfully and restoring our original constitution. And eventually, hopefully, like Ron Paul, who spoke, I think it was one of the movements over the past weekend there, which I was a big fan of Ron Paul during the day, because his objective of auditing the Federal Reserve, or which never would happen, of course, but ending the Fed, ending the control over our monetary system. If they control the money, the central bankers control the money, and they fund each war, both sides of each war, for ever now, how could we ever think we're going to win, good versus evil? I mean, when you go back to World War I, who was the good, who was the evil? World War II, who was the good, who was the evil? You know, I mean, if you listen to the mainstream media, the European allies, the Axis of Evil there, with the Hungarians, the Hitler's group, the Italians, and the Japanese, they were all evil, you know, but... if you do further research and you come and you look at what had transpired, who provoked the war, and what had happened in Germany when Hitler was kicking out all the bankers, which, of course, we know evil atrocities happened. I'm not trying to deny that, but I'm just saying that we know that a lot of that was provoked. You know, he was provoked to invade Poland. Why didn't they declare war on Stalin? Stalin took half of Poland when Hitler took half of Poland. So why was Hitler the only one declared war upon? So, you know, all these things, you know, I mean, that's just one of the many, many things. So who do we know? What side is good? It's like the Iraq War or Afghanistan. What were we doing over in Afghanistan for 20-some years? What was the reason for that? Bombing a bunch of empty caves. You know, some guy that's 6'5", Arab guy, that with a kidney dialysis machine connected to him, you know, that was ended up in Pakistan. How did that happen? You know, so who's the bad guy? You know, I mean, so we don't know. We don't know the truth. So before we can even start looking for the truth, we have to try to, like I said, get smart people in there. And the only way we're going to do it is we're going to have to behoove these people somehow and basically use their deceptive measures back at them and use their own information back at them and infiltrate the progressive movement like they've done us over so many years now. You know, and that's the only way we're going to be able to do it.
But I don't know. There are people like us, Joseph, but I just think the average public is not there, as much as I would like say so.
Yeah. No, I agree. Well, I'm running again here in North Carolina for North Carolina House of Representatives, and I figured, you know, at first I was like, well, you know, where should I go, state senator or go back again to the House of Representatives? And I think that's the best bet. And then, because this next election, you guys were talking about a little bit about the election, next election, is very, very, right. I think this is really the most important 2024, this election. We have got to take back everything that we can, and then the following election after that will be just as important, because we're going to be implementing so much, you know, to fix, because we can't, this is an overnight fix. The damage that's been done now. I mean,
no,
the inflation.
That whoever the Republican is, they better get 100 million votes or else they're going to lose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, see,
they already know where the bar is. They know that Trump got 75 million and they can't take any chances.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have to be watching the polls. We've got to do. We've got to be electors. We've got to be monitoring everything as close. I mean, we've got to do the best we can. And because these libtards out there, they'll play dirty. I mean, they just they just, you can't have a conversation with a lot of these people. You can't have a debate with them. Yeah, they just have no substance to their debates, to their arguments and their policies. And even when you agree with them, they still fly off the handle. So, which is very rare. But I'm just saying that even when I agree with them, I was on a liberal talk show, this guy, Liberal Dan, there on the show a couple weeks ago. And his whole entire crowd there was just attacking me. And I'm spewing facts about Trump, and they're just denying it. You know, and it's like, how could you ignore the facts, you know, or about crime in the cities? You know, the Democrats, every city that the Democrats have controlled, they destroyed. They're zoos. It's chaos in these cities. I mean, Atlanta, Georgia, was a couple weeks ago burning, and very little about it on the national media. So, you know, and this is happening every day, you know, and white people being attacked in New York City, in the subways, in Oakland, California, in all over the country, you know, being attacked.
Well, and if you're not being attacked by illegals, then you got train derailments.
Yeah. It's. I mean, what do we do? Well, you know, again, we have got to support each other. Look, I'm running for down here in North Carolina. We have got to put our pennies and our little $100 bills together, and because we don't have George Soros money.
Stop, Joseph, and I don't think that we're there. But I'd like to see someone like Chip Roy start a bill that stops Ukrainian funding.
Yes. That isn't that so absurd, with the money that we're throwing out over there? I mean, and playing this proxy war with Russia. I mean, isn't it just disgusting? I mean, since when did Ukraine become the pivotal point of the globe? And we have to go over there and basically fund them with our fake money, you know, and adjust our books.
When Brandon took over, because all the money laundering of the Brandon crime family lived in the Ukraine, so they were just able to up it. And tell you something, when there's a crisis going on in America, and Brandon on President's Day, no less, goes to the Ukraine and brags about how they support Ukraine and offering more money.
That should be, that's and look at these chemical spills. You see the damage that was done? Some of these, after the rain that happened afterwards, and some of these in Kentucky, you had parking lots of dead birds. I mean, it was. I mean, that's bad. I mean, what's going to happen with the crops this year? You know, the soil. I mean, and this is all cancer that's eating us away in America. How many people are sick that are getting sick? I mean, these cancers that we have, and these sicknesses, and you can't eat nothing. You can't find nothing healthy in the stores anymore. You go to the vitamin aisle, they're all glued pills. You know, you can't find nothing that's healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah. Everything is tainted. It's so tainted. It's so sad. I mean, the good thing is there's some companies out there that, you know, are promoting good products, but even then they still fail. And you know, when it comes down to the oils, you know, they hit the mark, you know, with some stuff, and then they screw it up because it comes down to money, you know, and then it's sunflower oil, canola oil or something like that.
You notice the taste of things?
Screw it up.
Yeah, do you notice the taste of a lot of foods nowadays? That it's just so different. Like even just a regular old hamburger, you know. I mean, how they taste so much different today than they did when you were a kid. I mean, it's just I noticed it, and it's just amazing. I mean, it's disgusting. I cannot eat fast food today. I will literally almost throw up. I cannot eat fast. Go to Wendy's or something.
I
find it crazy though too, which is it's kind of hard, and it's hard to believe what's regulated and what isn't. You know, I go to like this really well not all the time because there's only one particular store, so I like to buy like these organic fruits and stuff. But when I buy like the strawberries, it's really good, and I can keep them in my fridge like literally forever. Unless my son eats it and then he scarfs it down, and of course they don't last. But, and then I buy an organic strawberry from like a Pick and Save or something. Gross. It's like nasty. They taste like rubber.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is it really organic? Yeah. Like, I don't even, like, you know, unless it's like literally, you know, from the farmer and all that kind of stuff, and you know, it's more reputable or something like that, then it's tasty. But anything that's coming from, you know, the Pick and Save, the Centuries, that I don't know where you guys are located. I don't even know if you recognize what stores I'm naming here as far as the grocery store. Chains. These are chains.
Yeah, we had Earth Fair. Used to have Earth Fair down here, but they're nowhere to be found now. But they dried up anyway.
Yeah, but then you get these, and it's like, girls, they're disgusting. It's like, why? I won't even do it anymore. I'm like, I'm not paying an extra $2 for an organic fruit, you know, because it's just, they taste garbage. It's garbage. And then I know it's even more garbage because, like I said, because I can't, like, I don't go to the, you know, I like to go to the grocery store very often. But I'm telling you, I put a blueberry and a strawberry there, and I'm like, why do they turn the next day? That's when you know it's no good. But I go to my little outpost store, and I can keep my fruits in there literally for 2 weeks, if not longer. And I'm like, that's when you know they're really good, because I don't even think they should stay in the fruit that long. And they don't get rotten, so it's amazing. But.
Well, I remember on my uncle's farm out in Wisconsin in the 80s, I've been taking that milk container down, the milk pitcher, and just dunking it right in the bulk tank and taking it right out of the bulk tank, and that milk was delicious, you know what I mean? And it was healthy, you know? It was like having a natural milkshake, basically, you know? I mean, but today, you drink the milk today bought in the grocery store, it's absolutely disgusting. I can't believe it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's where I'm from. I'm from Wisconsin, so the store is Outpost. There's about 3 or 4 now, and I can't say everything there is natural, but they do have a lot of some of the products that do come from Wisconsin farms and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
My uncle had a farm in Ladysmith. He was up originally in East Troy. That's where his wife's family was from. And then they had a farm up there near Ladysmith, near Kenan, Wisconsin, a small town up there. And we traveled all over Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a beautiful state. I don't know how it's been a long time since I've been out there, but it's an awesome, awesome state. I mean, we got Rice Lake, all those areas, just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. And I need to look into it more and start buying from the actual farmers and having it delivered, because you got to cut off the middleman, because that's really the way, especially now with everything, it's really the best way to go. I mean,
do you think the end is coming? I mean, everyone talks about it. I talked to all these patriot groups, you know, be prepared, be prepared, be prepared. If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, you know, if I could have back the money I've wasted on preparing for all these years, you know, and the thing of it is, what's really going to happen anyway? I mean, when they pull out the plug? I mean, okay, we see the economy, we know about the New World Order, but how far is this really going to progress in our lifetime? Will we see the end in our lifetime of this global government?
I don't know, but I do think we do have to be smarter as far as consumers. We really do need to do more gardening ourselves. You know, like, if I live in an apartment. My son used to, you know, he used to garden in his own place. It used to drive me nuts, but, I mean, he used to grow his own, you know, strawberries. You know, we need to go back to, we need to be more resourceful in ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And letting these people tell us what is considered better for you, and, you know, these Kellogg's and Kraft's or whoever these people are. You know, the problem is that the more we get smarter, or these, you know, these companies, they're going to just jack up those prices even more. So I don't even know where is it going to start or where is it going to end. You know what I mean? It's just, because some of these.
Well, I heard you talking about, the prices and everything,
you know,
earlier, and the job market is just absolutely horrendous as far as opportunity goes. I mean, I was a business owner for a long time. I owned a landscaping business for 18 years here in North Carolina. And I said, well, I'm going to give it up. And then I ran for office. And then I figured, well, I mean, until the next campaign comes up, I'm going to go out and get a job. And I went and got a security officer job. And the garbage they put you. I mean, this is the first time now I've gone and worked for somebody, and well, since I was a kid, basically, you know, I've always worked for myself. So, but it's I can't believe how much it's changed. Everything's done through apps on your phone now. You don't fill out a job application anymore. I mean, it's just, I cannot believe the red tape and the background checks and the urine tests. And, I mean, come on. It's just, gee, you know, I mean, it's just crazy. Who the heck wants to go through all that to get a job?
Well, not just everything is app-related. You know, even to find an apartment. I mean, my son lives with me, and he's trying to find an apartment. He tells me, he's like, are you even really helping me to find an apartment? I'm like, I am. But I'm like, if I do something like in my own profile and I say it's for him and I show him my ID, they're like, oh no, this is fake. I'm like, God dang it. I'm like, I can't live now. I have to create a facetious, like, Facebook account and in your name so they think,
yeah,
I'm doing something for you, because we have the same last name. Like, it's my son. Like, hello.
Everything's verify who you are. Who you are. Verify.
Oh no, this is third party. No, sorry, can't do it. No, can't show it. I'm like, it's my son. My God.
Yep.
Because
like, everyone's trying to protect us for your safety and security. You know, and nothing protects us.
But it's crazy, and I knew it was bad many years ago. But again, it's even worse, and I don't even trust them, because it's, again, I just want to see the apartment, and it's like, no, fill out an application, which means money. You know, I'm not gonna drop $50-$60 to see an apartment that I don't even know.
Oh,
I
know the application fee you got to pay. Yeah, I heard about that. I was like, what? When somebody told me that you got to pay an application fee.
Oh, that'll
be the day.
It's not even legit. How do I know you're not screening 100 people before,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's become this, so they're probably trying to get, I mean, the only ones you know they're probably not doing that, they're like duplex. But apartment buildings, they're probably doing it because they could lie. I mean, I don't know. Do they really have three or four?
It's a good racket.
Available?
It's a good racket. We'll help you find an apartment, $50.
They're trying to recoup their money from, you know, 2020 still, probably.
Yeah.
They can do it. There's no policy to say you can't,
you know,
or how long they can extend this for or whatever, you know what I mean? So unless you know somebody that's selling an apartment or whatever, yeah, it gets really tricky. So my son's kind of upset. He's 19, so he's like, you're just not helping me. I'm like, dude, I'm like, no, this is just, I am. This is, no. Find your own place. I'm done.
Yeah, I would rather not pay. I would advise them not to get rent anyway. I would say just save up and buy your own place. You know, I mean, that's how I did it. I mean, because rent is just a waste, if you ask me. I mean, you're renting and throwing money away.
Yeah,
you know.
I told him too. That was supposed to be our plan originally. I told him this. I said, suck it up. I'm not really that mean of a person as much as you like to keep thinking that I am. I'm a mother. I care. You know. Oh, you're annoying. You're a be this and that. I'm
Everybody
like,
wants
okay.
their private space. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not even home, you know. But, yeah, you moved away from your plan. You can save up, you know, 10, probably 20 grand probably by the end of the year, get your own house and call it a day and screw these, because the minute you block
it, why not both of you save up to get a house together? You know, one floor is yours,
yeah,
one floor, you know, and then you own the house, both of you, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
like I said, I don't know your family situation, but that's what Americans should be doing. Families working together. Nowadays, the American family doesn't work together. It's everybody. It's me, and, you know, and go your own way.
Yeah. And then, because once you're locked in here, it's harder to save. And he knows this, but he's mean hard-headed.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll rethink this again.
The prices out there are just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, every time I go out, and like I said, I was a business owner, so I'd be traveling all over, just stopping here, getting this, getting that. Now I do that, and it's like, I'm like, man, I'm broke already now. You know, it's like, it's a $150 trip to go out. I mean, it's just, the prices are outrageous. Gas, $3.29 a gallon. It's not going back down. It's going to keep going up like it always has been. And it's just terrible. It's terrible. The cost of living is just, it's I mean, I just can't. I didn't think eggs here. Eggs. Let's see. What was the eggs were last night in the grocery store? It was $9.95, I think, for the dozen. I think.
Wow.
Yeah, $9.95.
Was this organic? I hope this was organic pasture raised.
Well, it was. I just looked at the price tag real quick and I walked away. But I'll tell you what, they were all blown out. There was none there. You know, so there was like a few, you know, broken cartons there, you know, so because they were all cleaned out. So everybody's buying them up. So the demand's there so they can keep jacking up the price, I guess.
I saw a two limit on eggs. I don't know what store I was. I was like, oh, wow, that's funny.
Yeah. So it was just like toilet paper during the so-called scandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I still can't figure that one out to this day, what the purpose was of the toilet paper. I just don't understand that.
panic. Yeah, people panic. They're like, oh, my God, how am I going to wipe my booty?
Yeah. Well, I just don't understand. So it was the same thing in here in North Carolina. You get 2 inches of snow, everybody cleans out the milk and juice and everything. You know, it's because we lose power down here if the wind blows. So, but, it was a big debate down here now. What they're going, North Carolina is going through, is the gun debate. Down here we have a 100-year-old law where if you want to buy a pistol, you have to go to the sheriff and you have to get a permit to purchase a pistol. Mm-hmm. We're an open carry state. But if you want to buy from a licensed dealer, you have to get a permit from the sheriff. And it's like $5 for the permit. And it's a 100-year-old law. And down here, we are trying to repeal that. So everyone's coming out of the woodwork. And they're attacking trying to spin it where we need more gun laws and stricter guns, gun laws. And, you know, ban the assault. I mean, they're really, really trying to attack us now on the gun issue down here. Because down here, we're pretty lenient, the Second Amendment. It's pretty favorable where, you know, it's not, you're not horrified by the gun like you would be in Connecticut or New York, you know, New York City. But that's the big debate going on here now with our lawmakers. And then I heard South Carolina, the Republicans came up they have a Freedom Caucus in South Carolina, and the Republicans got together and made a pledge that they would not debate each other or vote against each other or go they wouldn't go against each other once elected as a Republican. And the Freedom Caucus said, hell no, we ain't going for that. And then they voted out the Freedom Caucus, kicked them out of Congress. So I don't know how that's working out so well down there, but I remember looking into that. So we have a divide amongst the conservatives, and what I think these conservatives are today in this country is they're just people that haven't grown up yet. I mean, we had the Tea Party baggers there for a little while. And whatever happened to the Tea Party? I mean, it fizzled out. I forgot how it really did dwindle out. How did it dwindle out? Does anyone remember that?
Not really. I think the Tea Party, when Barry Satoro won his second election, I think the Tea Party was over then.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't for Trump.
Yeah. It was big at one time. Remember the Tea Party Nation?
Right.
They had their own websites put up, Team Tea Party Nation, you know, and I guess they just stimulated into Restore America and then just went away. I mean, the freshmen got elected to Congress, and I guess I think there's only a couple left there now, actually. So, but, like I said, is we got to get the good people in there. We have to hold our ground, stand firm on the issues, but at the same time, we have to, I guess, play their game, because the Democrats were never the moderate Democrat from years ago was never this outspoken like they are today with their wacky policies. Now they're just off the hook and they come off the side of their neck with anything. But back years ago, they weren't. They were a little more careful, like during the Clinton time. They were a little more careful with their policies.
Well, they knew that they'd get some blowback, but now they don't care. There's nothing that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Look at how pissed they were when Elon Musk bought Twitter, and they honestly thought they could talk Elon Musk out of buying Twitter.
Yeah. So what's going on with that? Any news on that? I have a Twitter account, actually. I still have the same amount of followers. I haven't seen any rule changes on there, so I don't pay too much attention to the Twitter. I never really liked it too much, but what's going on with that? Is he still in charge of that, or is it still? Is it still falling apart?
Well, Twitter's improved, but there's still leftists on there.
Okay.
There's still
okay.
more leftists than conservatives, but the meter has been moved. So
okay,
you'll get a fair mix now instead of just.
And what about this Truth Social? What wasn't that Trump's web thing or with Truth Social? What's up with
yes.
that? Is that?
I don't have a cell phone, so I can't join it.
Okay, okay. I mean, I joined it, but I never really go on there too much. You know, they got so many out there. They got the Telegram, that I remember, and then the Gab and True Social and Getty, I think it is, or something.
Getter.
And yeah, Getter. There you are. Yeah. So I don't know. You know, they got them all, but just I just don't know what the popular one is now. I guess Facebook's still king of them all, I would imagine.
Well, TikTok is number one.
Oh, TikTok is number. Oh, that's the one I was watching. Okay, TikTok. All right. So what? I
yeah,
don't have a TikTok
account.
The last
couple of years, TikTok's been the number one website in the United States.
Oh, okay, okay. Interesting. Huh. I think I do have a TikTok account. I just never use it. Okay, I'll have to look into that. Huh, that's number
yeah,
one. Well, you know, with campaigning.
A lot of truth is on there if you look for it.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Very
well, they have bots, and they do look for people to ban, but there's so much of it.
Yeah. What I thought China was involved with TikTok somehow. I remember
yes.
hearing that rumor. Was
absolutely.
That? Okay. All right.
But that's how much people care. China spies on a TikTok, and the average person says, "Let me get a TikTok real quick."
Yeah, well, they don't. Yeah, well, the average person don't care. They just want to dance, you know, and and show off. It's me, you know. But it's just the thing that I'm seeing now. I mean, that I just didn't think it would formulate this way throughout the years since I've been in the Patriot community and getting involved politically and whatnot and understanding the New World Order. I just didn't think things would go this way. I just thought it'd be more dramatic, more quicker, I guess you could say, of siphoning our republic and breaking the American spirit and people and the morality of our country going downhill. I just thought, you know, I didn't think it would take this long to pull the rug out from the people. I mean, I don't know. I know we talked about it a few times, but what do you think?
Well, there's a lot of us diehards that won't let this happen, but there's a lot of sheep out there that honestly don't care. If they were told that on the first of the month, China would be overruling the United States, most people would say, well, China owns everything anyway. I'm okay.
Yeah. Huh.
Sad, but that's
how
the average person would think.
Are you saying that you think I'm trying to pick what you're trying to say. So you're trying to say that you're surprised that things haven't moved as quickly?
Yeah, I thought once they began their you know when the Democrats as they've gotten more outspoken like we were just talking about how they just say anything now. I thought that once that started and when, you know like the critical race theory in the schools. I think once all that stuff started that it would expedite so fast that really and the inflation. I just thought it would happen. I thought that it would really progress a lot faster. You know, maybe it was Trump that slowed it down. I don't know. I you know, because remember Obama, during the Obama years, everyone, you know, we were all thinking the end's coming, you know, Obama's going to destroy America, you know, and look what happened. Nothing, really. You know?
Yeah.
Well, it was set up, but a certain Clinton didn't get that role for president, so...
Yeah.
That's what stopped that. But they were on course to get that.
Yeah, that's what I was told. Yeah, that's what the big thing is, the Obama deception, you know, it was the big thing, Obama's abomination. But then Obama's came and gone, you know, he's gone. He's just a peon now like everyone else, you know.
Well, yes and no, because they honestly think that Michael Robinson Obama, who's a nice lady, could win the presidency.
You think so? Really? Huh.
It doesn't matter whether I believe it or not. Do you know how many people would vote Democrat that would run to the polls and vote for her because she's a woman and she's black?
Yeah.
And those Obama days, I love them. He gave me hope and change, even though he didn't really do anything, but the thought of it.
Sure. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Well, we'll see what happens. Yeah, she's still waiting in the wings, I guess. He or she, whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Wonder how that would play out.
Yeah.
Well, the two candidates that they say are about even are Big Mike and Governor Grusom in California.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You think that Governor of California has really got a legitimate shot? You really think that? You think he's not going to undo Biden if Biden runs? I think Biden's going to run. I think he's going to run. Everyone's saying no, he's not, but I think he will. You know, I don't think they'll pull. I think it'll create too much of a divide. Unless his health really deteriorates and he's like, you know, sipping through a straw. You know, which he's almost doing now, but
isn't he kind of sipping through a straw right now?
You hear him speak. He's like, he gurgles.
Well, you know, he's got
a
double.
Yeah, that's it. If he wins, then that's it. I don't see a future. I don't even know if he's going to make it to November 2024, but. If that fool wins, it's done. You may as well just.
It would have. They really have to go full steam ahead then. You know, with the inflation the way it is now, the prices and everything. I mean, it's bad out there. The housing market's really taking a hard hit now. I heard.
Yeah, the housing is ridiculous, and the people taking advantage of it. That's the sad part of it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
This is the first time that liberals will be for a war and the conservatives are not.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of different changes. What's the deal with this Manchin guy, this Democrat there? That he's, the guy there that's the silver bullet Manchin.
Well, the guy that plays both sides?
Yeah.
I don't trust him.
Yeah, I don't trust him either. That's what I'm saying. Everybody, they want him to become a Republican now or something. I was listening to talk about that. We have our convention, our state convention, and we're having one on March 4th. I know that. So I signed up to be a delegate. So I'm going to try to get somebody to record that. I'm going to try to get up there and speak and rally the troops, so restore the republic. You know, that's my campaign here in North Carolina, restore the republic, and, it's our only hope. I mean, I just don't see, like you said, if another election goes by and we don't get control, real control back with the level-headed people out there who can understand policies, I don't see it reversing. Like you said, it would have to be done. You know, and we're losing good people. Our older generation of people that were good people that had some morals and scruples and understood common sense are dying each day.
Right, I agree.
You know, I watched a movie last night, the one where the soldiers that raised the flag. The controversy on that, but I watched the movie and how they all, how they were good people, they were good men, they were just good, even a lie that was perpetrated about who really did raise the flag, still, they were good people, you can't find no fault with them, I mean, they were just good people, hard-working Americans. Today, it's hard to find that.
Yeah.
Very little faith, I guess you could say, in our brothers and sisters out there. I mean, down here, I would say in North Carolina, we still hold the door open for people, and we're still polite and everything. But I visited up north this past summer, and the people up there in Connecticut and New York, they are rude, arrogant. They'll run you off the road. They don't care. I mean, it's just, and they're moving down here, and hey, leave your liberal ideals up there where you were at. We don't want them down here. in North Carolina. Even though I'm originally from up there, I don't, you know, I'm a Southerner now. I've been down there long enough, so they consider me a Southerner, so.
Well, I'm originally from Long Island myself.
Okay. Hammonasset Beach. Remember Hammonasset Beach?
I don't remember where it is at all.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Long Island Sound. Well, you couldn't, well, they cleaned it up a lot. You know, it used to be really polluted, but they cleaned it up a lot, I heard.
Yeah, I've spent some time in Kings Park and,
okay.
and Port Jefferson, where the ferry goes from New Haven to Port Jefferson.
Yeah, New Haven, that Q Bridge project, they finally finished that. That was the Q Bridge, New Haven. But New Haven Harbor there, that used to be a thriving place. It's dried. The economy, Long Wharf area, it's all dried up. No jobs. So, you know, the real jobs, you know, that mattered, you know, they're just not there anymore. It's the same thing here in North Carolina. The textile jobs are all gone. You know, just don't have them. Got plenty of Dollar Generals being built, though.
Yeah. I got a work-at-home customer service job where I make $22 an hour, so I can't complain that much.
There you go. There you go. It's not bad.
Hey, to work inside your house and you don't have to put gas in your car?
Yeah. Yeah, anything. If you could beat traveling, that's a gold mine for a job. Keep it. You know, the wacky drivers out there, the way they drive today.
Sometimes I don't mind being around people, but I don't miss the office politics. I honestly don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Dealing with people in security, as a security officer, I can really see the hatred towards people that wear a uniform. You know, I can really see the distaste and the distrust, not like it used to be years ago where people respected somebody with a uniform.
Yeah.
I just really see that, you know, now that I put it on and I can see it and feel it, and I understand what a lot of people in uniform go through now, you know. I didn't see that before. So now I have a whole nother level of respect. I mean, which I'm not, you know, saying that, you know, give them an excuse to get away with tyranny. But I see a lot of headaches they go through, you know, and a lot of unnecessary bullcrap, you know?
Yeah.
But, all right, well, hey, I just wanted to check in with you. I like to do that once in a while and touch base.
Yeah, of course.
Good podcast as always. It was good talking to, what's the lady's name there? I didn't catch her name.
She's our new Tuesday co-host, Bridget.
Oh, okay, okay, all right. Good talking to you again. I'll continue listening here for a little bit, but, hey, if you're ever in North Carolina, look me up.
Okay. All right, Joseph, right?
Yes, Joseph Gibson.
Awesome.
All
awesome.
Right, take care, everybody.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye, have a good night.
All right, Bridget, we're going to take a timeout real quick here. I have ads on the place. We'll go ahead and handle that real quick.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
high-quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalk ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Drunk, all part of the game.
In this thing for so long, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world of Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Hello to all your nincompoops and something that cares out there. I am the Wire Tap. I am here to represent Eisenacher Suicide Pods. Let's cut to the chase. The globalists have decided it is time to kill off all you 99% who breathe our air and use all of our food resources. You have not died fast enough by eating GMO foods or by killing each other from race riots we have started. We have tried to remove all the pieces of excrement by cooking up COVID in a Wuhan laboratory, but you are not dying fast enough. So we now have Eisenacher suicide pods. You can now rush out and die in our suicide pods. Schedule your appointment today. You can choose between a blue, brown, gray or pink casket. Remember, you need to wear at least 5 masks minimum, and you will take a COVID test before and after you get in the pod. You must also make sure your ashes remain a safe 6 feet social distance when you are about to exit. If you like your experience, put it on Melbourne Compute Tube. We will give you 15% off your next session. We hope to see all you useless eaters get in these pods right away before we put everyone in FEMA camps. That they do not exist. Schedule your appointment today for your Eisenacher suicide pod. Thank you.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
So on the clock today, I have Bridget with me as our new Tuesday night co-host. And if you want to share anything, the number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone. So Bridget, I have a Tucker Carlson clip that's like 9 minutes that I really wanted to play today.
Okay.
So I was thinking now might be a decent time.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right, so let me get my stuff together here. Did I not even... All right, I didn't even upload the clip, believe it or not. So I'm going to do that real quick. I thought I did it. But I'm going to play a J.P. Sears, his latest one called Look Over There, and then we'll play it.
Okay.
Look over there! What is it? Aliens? UFOs? Ukraine? Satanic celebrities? Yes!
Awesome. I like looking at those things over there because it helps me not see what's over here.
Do you know what's over here?
Still doing my best to not find out. But I've barely got enough distractions to keep me from looking at it, though.
Same. But maybe we could just look over here and find out real quick.
What do you know about aliens and UFOs? I've never been thinking about them more now that they fit into the look over there category. UFO sightings are everywhere.
Maybe we should talk about that now, as it seems to be what we're instructed to do.
I concur. Do you know what's weird about aliens?
The lack of genitals?
No. I mean... Well, yeah, certainly that. But also, back when the government denied alien existence, if you did believe in aliens, you were considered a mindless nut job.
Complete mindless nut job.
And now that the government is constantly teasing us with alien existence, you're considered a mindless nut job if you don't believe in them.
Complete mindless nut job.
And those same people used to say that the government denying alien existence was evidence that they do exist.
Like defiant children.
And now those same people saying that the government suggesting aliens are out there is evidence that aliens don't exist.
Yeah. I'm one of those people.
Really?
Are you?
No, not at all. I'm one of the people who never believed aliens existed because the government said they don't.
Do you believe in them now?
Of course! The government is telling us that they do exist.
So you're like a sheep.
Thank you. And you're like an immature, defiant child.
Compliment received and appreciated.
As it was intended. I find it beautiful that even though we have completely opposite views of the existence of aliens, what we harmoniously have in common is we let the government completely control our thinking about them.
You, through your childish defiance to whatever the government says, and me, through my sheep-like obedience to whatever the government says.
Yeah, we do have that in common.
Oh, I had a question.
But I forgot what I was going to ask you.
Ah, I don't remember what my answer was going to be. Weird.
But moving along, even though the media is not covering it, I heard about a catastrophic chemical spill from a train derailment in Ohio.
I think that one's actually over here.
Well, consider the subject changed. Tell me more about Ukraine.
Yeah, Ukraine's interesting. I mean, the U.S. says they're not going to get involved in the war, but they kind of are, sending all the tanks and weapons over there, and all the funding.
And as I'm talking about Ukraine, I'm noticing that 100% of my bandwidth is consumed by all the sketchy details of it, which makes me completely unaware that anything could possibly exist over here.
And I'll tell you what, I've been standing with Ukraine for over a year now, and I don't know if it's making a difference.
Yeah, this is the first time I've sat down since February of last year.
Me too. I hope things didn't just get worse over there.
Yeah. Let's just
sit with Ukraine for a while and see if that makes a difference.
Yeah, maybe they need more resting energy.
It could only help.
And I will say, I've been rather intrigued to find out about a court's upcoming unsealing order about the well-known names on Epstein's client list.
Would you please look over there? For crying out loud, it's classified documents.
Yes, it is. Biden has them.
What about Mike Pence? And let's not forget about the ones Trump had. And with Biden, they're finding even more now.
Yeah, and I think we're supposed to keep our attention focused on speculating whether or not they'll really go after Biden for them, or if they're going to let him off easy because he controls the FBI.
And also speculate if the DNC is just setting Biden up with the classified documents so they can remove him from office.
Or at the very least, keep him from running in 2024 if he's still barely alive then.
Is he still alive?
There's speculation that he is.
By the way, what's that shirt all about?
Oh, God. Yeah, just kind of reminding people about God. I think God's supposed to be over here.
Did you see the satanic performance at the Grammys?
It was great. Now I'm even more inspired to be influenced on how to live my life by celebrities who are godless drug addicts, rapists, and pedophiles.
They're so good looking.
They sure are.
By the way, this place is great.
Is this new furniture?
I don't know. It's your house.
Never been in this room before. Nice.
You'll have to come back sometime soon.
Oh, I remember what I was going to ask you. Have you heard about why all the young people are dying suddenly?
Look over there! Hey, before you go, I want to let you
know. All right, so that was some comedy by J.P. Sears. I'm going to get that Tucker Carlson clip going.
Okay.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Well, it looks like Don Lemon's long television career is finally over. Mr. Lemon has been sentenced by the High Court of Wokeness to a term in the HR gulag. He'll undergo a procedure called sensitivity training, which is always the first step to being disappeared, or in his case, to doing late-night infomercials on BET. Say goodbye to Don Lemon. His colleagues at CNN are adamant they don't want him back ever on moral grounds. So that's it. And we'll admit to feeling some sadness at this news. The prospect of cable without Don Lemon isn't quite as bright as we'd imagine. As the tide of dullness and uniformity sweeps over American culture, as everything becomes the Apple Store, there was a certain joy in watching his unpredictable low-IQ zaniness. Let's say you're a conventional news anchor working for a conventional news-based news network, and a Malaysian air flight disappeared over the Pacific. You would immediately think, hijacking or mechanical failure. Not Don Lemon. Only he had the childlike creativity to imagine the plane had been swallowed by a black hole, in case you've forgotten that legendary moment.
What if it was hijacking or terrorism or mechanical failure or pilot error, but what if it was something fully that we don't really understand? A lot of people have been asking about that, about black holes and on and on and on. They're also referencing the Twilight Zone, which is a very similar plot. That's what people are saying. I know it's preposterous, but is it preposterous, you think?
Is it preposterous? Mock that clip, if you will, but there was a kind of demented genius on display there, and we appreciated it. Now it's over. But the story of Don Lemon is more than about one man's dead career. It is, in fact, a fascinating tale that illustrates the growing darkness of American liberalism, something that affects all of us. Whatever else he was, Don Lemon was no ideologue. He'd never met a fixed belief. Don Lemon was a careerist. He was a man who rose in television by parroting the instructions of his bosses, who received their instructions from the Democratic Party. And in that way, Don Lemon is the perfect measure of how the nation is changing and where it's going. During the Obama years, when we were all told the country might finally move past our divisive racial history, Don Lemon reflected the current trend. At one point, he even attempted one of those authentic conversations about race we were always being encouraged to have. Here it is.
Black people, if you really want to fix the problem, here's just five things that you should think about doing. Here's number five, pull up your pants. Some people, a lot of them black, gave me flack for saying that recently on the Wendy Williams show. I hosted a special on the N-word, suggesting that black people stop using it, and that entertainers stop deluding yourselves or themselves and others that you're somehow taking the word back. Now number three, respect where you live. Start small by not dropping trash, littering in your own communities. Number two, finish school. You want to break the cycle of poverty? Stop telling kids they're acting white because they go to school or they speak proper English. And number one, and probably the most important, just because you can have a baby, it doesn't mean you should.
So stop littering, show respect, go to school, because the rules apply to everybody no matter what they look like. It's impossible to imagine the Don Lemon of today. It's impossible to imagine anyone of today speaking like that because times have so completely changed. And it was the arrival of Donald Trump that upended the rules. During the Trump era, Don Lemon's bosses instructed him to shift gears radically and attack middle-class white Americans as the problem because middle-class white Americans were Donald Trump's electoral base. That was the point of that. So Don Lemon dutifully did. Watch.
I think you're letting him off easy. I don't believe that it's just because they think Joe Biden would be worse. I think it's because they like it. They like the racism. They like the misogyny. They like all of it, because if they didn't, they wouldn't support him. If you are on that side, you need to think about the side you're on. I am never on the side of the Klan. I am never principled people, conservative or liberal, never on the Klan side. Principled people, conservative or liberal, never on the Nazi side. What does it say about you that no matter what, no matter what, you continue to make excuses for this man, for his vile behavior, this sort of vile behavior? Doesn't that make you just as bad, if not worse, than him?
We used to call them middle-class Americans. Now we call them the Klan, because politics. So Don Lemon instantly understood what everyone in the media now understands, which is that there's nothing you can't say about middle-class white Americans, or the core of the Republican Party. So no slander is too extreme. There are no limits to how much you're allowed to hate them. Go crazy. Joe Biden himself just accused middle-class white America of wanting to kill black people merely for being black. They're murderers, explained the President of the United States.
Pure terror to systematically undermine hard-fought civil rights. Innocent men, women, children hung by a noose from trees. Bodies burned, drowned, castrated, lynched for simply being black. Nothing more. With white crowds, white families gathered to celebrate the spectacle, taking pictures of the bodies and mailing them as postcards. Hard to believe, but that's what was done. And some people still want to do that.
So Don Lemon saw all this and much, much more like it, and he thought he understood the new rules. White Republicans are bad, attack them relentlessly. But because nuance has never been his strength, Mr. Lemon missed one essential distinction. White middle-class voters are bad because they comprise the majority of the Republican electorate. But white elites are good. They're Nancy Pelosi. They're on our side. And upper-income, college-educated, liberal white women are best of all since they are the Democratic base. You see how that works? Both groups are white, but one of them is evil and one of them is holy. Now, in political terms, that distinction makes sense, but it was way too subtle for Don Lemon. It went right over his head. And that leads us to the final fateful day of his television career last week when he dared to criticize Nikki Haley. Watch.
I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry. When a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe 40s.
What are you talking about? Wait.
That's not according to me.
Prime for what?
It depends. I mean, it's just like prime. If you look it up, it'll. If you Google when is a woman in her prime, it'll say 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Ooh, he stepped in it. But to be fair to Don Lemon, Nikki Haley seemed like perfectly fair game. She's a Republican presidential candidate, so savage her all you want. Oh, but no, because in fact, in all the ways that matter, Nikki Haley is a member in good standing of the most protected class of all: upper income liberal white ladies with fashionable political views. She may be running to be the Republican nominee, but she is fundamentally indistinguishable from the neoliberal donor base of the Democratic Party. Nikki Haley believes in collective racial guilt. She thinks Ukraine's borders are more important than our own, far more important. She believes identity politics is our future. Vote for me because I'm a woman, she says. That's her pitch. So Don Lemon should have caught this, but he missed it completely. He didn't get it, and so he stepped in his final bear trap. Don Lemon may be black, but that doesn't mean he's allowed to criticize Nikki Haley. Sorry. If it's a choice between a black man and a liberal white lady, the Democratic Party will drop the black guy every single time. Who makes up a bigger proportion of the American electorate? The Don Lemons or the Nikki Haleys? It's not a close call. Shut up, black guy. How dare you criticize girl power? Pretend that biology is real. You're fired. That's what happened to Don Lemon. So once again, the revolution eats one of its own. A faithful servant of the Democratic Party is crushed by its remorseless gears. This is the unsentimental math of identity politics. Not all groups are created equal. Know your place, violate the rules of the hierarchy of the caste system, and you die. Nikki Haley understands that. Don Lemon doesn't. And now he's heading off to do infomercials. But the real question is, where does this leave the rest of us? Well, at a dead end, which is what identity politics is. It's the ultimate national cul-de-sac. Identity politics is a precise inversion of the American idea. Out of many, one. That becomes out of one, many. Result? Balkanization, atomization, racial strife, hatred, division, and craziness. In the end, Rwanda. No country can survive identity politics. We know that. We have to stop it. But how do we stop it? Maybe by remembering that our nation is actually about something bigger, and by restating clearly and out loud the principles that bind us to one another. What, in other words, do we have in common? That's a real question. In fact, that's a question we can't avoid if we want to continue. Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly...
All right. So, yeah, there's still a pecking order, and I don't know if Don Lemon's going to get his job back or not. I know he went through the special high-intensity training today. So there's one other thing, Bridget, that I wanted to play today. If you have a comment, go for it.
No comment as of right now.
All right. I asked you before about ESG, and I wanted to go further into the climate lockdown. So I wanted to play something from the website Redacted. And hopefully this will help to explain it.
This is going to get my adrenaline pumping tonight because the new lockdowns are coming. Forget COVID lockdowns. Those are so last year. Get ready for climate lockdowns. But, you know, we'll probably have a mixture of both of them because they want you to stay healthy and get vaccinated, but they also don't want you to leave your house and they want you to give up your cars. So we've been warning you about these for months on this show. These unelected globalists are trying to put in a system in place for climate lockdowns in urban areas. Now, this is why they don't want you moving to the suburbs. It's convenient, isn't it? They really don't want you moving to the suburbs. And they don't want you to have a garden. You have to register your gardens. They don't want you buying those gas-guzzling cars. So they really want you in urban areas. And they want to take away your cars. They've said this publicly. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's on their freaking website. And it's already happening. So if you've got friends that say, hey, Janice, you're a crazy nut for watching that Redacted and spewing these conspiracy theorists, yeah, just why don't you go to the World Economic Forum's website and hand it right to that guy's face and show them, here it is, right here. And then why don't you also point out the cities where this is already happening? You could show them that. And then that person might say to you, say, Janice, okay, maybe you're not as crazy as I thought, but I'm going to go get some lunch now. Stop walking around and showing me websites. So it's not a conspiracy theory. It's written right out and published on their site, and it's already happening. We're going to show you the latest plan for this city planning in just a minute. But first, we got our first taste of these climate lockdowns already. And one that stood out to me particularly was this summer. It didn't get a lot of attention, and it was in France. Now, I don't know how many of you remember this, but I do. And there was a lot of interesting pieces about this. Because it was basically like, hey, these are the things you are allowed to do during a heat wave, and these are the things you're not allowed to do. You are not allowed to go to this place, this place, this place, this place. But you are allowed to go over here because we've somehow designated that you're allowed to go. Here's the BBC story from that summer. Europe heat wave, outdoor events banned in parts of France. And I'll just read through some of the pieces of it. Here's a quote. Concerts and large public gatherings have been called off. In and around the gridiron department in Bordeaux. On Thursday, parts of France hit 40 degrees Celsius earlier in the year than ever before, with temperatures expected to peak on Saturday. Scientists say periods of intense heat are becoming more frequent and longer lasting as a result of global warming. So as an example of the media lies, the article claims, quote, temperatures could hit 39 degrees Celsius in Paris, and droughts have also raised the risk of wildfires, the forecasters said. And a woman, I love that they quote this woman here, Jacqueline Bonnard. I'm 86 years old. I was born here, but I think this is the worst heat wave I've ever seen, she says Jacqueline. Wow, that's some journalism. They found an 86-year-old woman and asked her, do you know, have you ever seen anything like this before? That's some great journalism right there. 86-year-old Jacqueline says that this is the worst heat wave I've ever seen. So an old lady's opinion is included in this news piece. Well, Jacqueline, I know you're older, and God bless you. Do you remember 19 years ago in 2003 in France? Were you living there then? Because it was way worse 19 years ago. The heat wave in 2003, in fact, was actually hotter than this summer's heat wave. Back in 2003, heat wave that killed 11,000 people in France. It rose to 40 degrees Celsius, 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, these things happen all sporadically. You know, you're going to have a heat wave here, you're going to have a heat wave there, but there's a thing that we have now, thanks to fossil fuels, called air conditioning. And we're able to mitigate heat wave disasters. Now, most people don't die from heat, they die from cold. More people die from cold than ever do from heat. You know, when it gets a little cold, you might think, well, it's pretty easy. I can flip on some heaters. There's a lot of people for whom don't have access to heat because we've taken it away from them. We've told them in third world countries now that, hey, you guys can't use coal. You guys can't use the very things that we used to industrialize. So we had our 100 years in Britain and the United States where it was fine for us to use coal to keep the lights on and to stay warm, but you're not allowed to. You have to skip right from using dung. You have to skip from that right to solar panels. Nothing in between. That's where we're at right now. That's what these globalists are doing to a lot of the people throughout Africa. So now this morning we got word that England is setting up new lockdown policies, new lockdown plans for climate change, and it's going to break cities in designated, it's going to basically break cities up into designated lockdown zones. Are you in one of these zones? You might be. The goal is to take away your car and force you to stay put. And if this sounds familiar, it's because it's right out of the World Economic Forum's playbook. It's called a 15-minute city. Here's the BBC to explain it.
The 15-minute city is a really simple concept in many ways. It's really just saying that every urban citizen should be able to meet their basic needs within a 15-minute walk or cycle ride from their house.
The concept of the 15-minute city was proposed by French Colombian scientist Carlos Moreno, and aspects of it are starting to be adopted in cities like Paris, Barcelona, and Bogota.
So it's already rolling out. And now, here's the World Economic Forum in their own words on their website. This is the surprising stickiness of the 15-minute city, it says. In the World Economic Forum's own words, the rearrangement of cities is absolutely about climate change, reads the website. As climate change and global conflict cause shocks and even stresses at faster intervals and increasing severity, the 15-minute city will become even more critical. And the solution was the pandemic. They really say this right here on the website. The solution was the pandemic. The obvious yet incomplete answer is the pandemic with COVID-19 and its variants keeping home everyone or close to home than usual. The 15-minute city went from a nice to have to a rallying cry. So let me pull this up here on the screen. It looks like we might have some trouble with the video here, but let me show you on my side here.
So the
surprising stickiness of the 15-minute city. This is the World Economics Forum, and this is just published this year. So as we scroll through here, you can see, and look, here's the solution, right? Use your bikes, says the World Economic Forum. So here, look at this. The urbanism trend comes to 15-minute city framing of a walkable mixed-use urban development is a lot more than a fad. The historical roots of the 15-minute city are connected deeply with the current moment, one we will be living with for a long time. As climate change and global conflict cause shocks and stresses, faster intervals and increasing severity, the 15-minute city will become even more critical. So right there, as climate change and global conflict cause shocks and stresses, faster intervals and increasing severity, the 15-minute city will become even more critical. And then they even show you, so which implies all the necessary amenities within a short bike ride, short walk, or public transportation. We've already rolled this out in Paris, Seoul, and Bogota. And here's the big picture. See, they don't want you to live in suburban areas. They want you in urban areas. All of this is built around urban planning. So they want you in these environments that they can control. They can control the food flow and all of it right to your front door. So that's how this unfolds. And this arrangement is now being rolled out in England. So we just found out. This is unbelievable. So it was already being voted upon, and it passed. So now in England, this is happening. In Oxfordshire, the council is to trial a climate lockdown starting in 2024. Oh, it's just going to be a trial? You know it's not. So here it was 18 hours ago. Oxfordshire County Council yesterday approved plans to lock residents into one of six zones to save the planet, they say, from global warming. The latest stage in the 15-minute city agenda is to place electronic gates on key roads in and out of the city, confining residents to their own neighborhoods in Oxfordshire.
Would those be solar-powered electric locks?
Probably. God knows. I mean, because we've now vilified hydrocarbons and fossil fuels. Like, you can't, you know, I just did a whole video this weekend on this whole BS argument. You know, we only have 3% right now of our energy being produced by solar and wind. And all of it is backed up by natural gas. So when it's not sunny and it's not windy, what kicks on? We need all of these fossil fuels. And if you eliminate fossil fuels and hydrocarbons, petroleum specifically, you then cannot have anything that you like. Forget your computers. Forget your screens. Forget about 6,000 different things in our houses right now. Look around your room. Almost every item in your living room comes from some form of fossil fuel, from some sort of petroleum production. Eliminate it.
Well, and your food, too, because it's got to be delivered via truck. So,
right.
Everything in your... There's nothing in my house that I can look at and think that is not here because of fossil fuel.
But it's a doom. They're telling us it's coming. So we need to have the city lockdown. We need to have these climate lockdowns. They don't want you to have cars. So under the new scheme, listen to this, is amazing. If residents want to leave their zone in Oxfordshire, they will need permission from the city council. Who gets to decide who is worthy of freedom and who isn't? Like, look at Oxfordshire. Like, well, I just want to take a drive. I want to take a drive in the countryside, and I want to go visit grandma who lives, you know, 60 kilometers away. Screw you. Literally. You are not allowed.
It has to be a letter written in calligraphy, or like what? Like, is this letter? Is it a phone call? Like, can you send them an email? Like,
I don't know. I mean, under
like,
the new scheme,
what is the process? Like,
you have to basically go to the city council and get approval to leave the zone. You're only allowed to leave a certain number of days per year.
That's like, mom, can I go outside? No, it's too hot outside. Oh man, play in your room.
I mean, like the heat wave thing. Like, aren't we adults enough to know? Like, if it's so freaking hot, I'm not going to go see. You know what? I'm not going to go to the Yanni concert if it's so freaking hot. You know what I mean? Like,
and if Yanni's playing in a building where there's AC, I should be able to get in my car with AC, drive to the building with AC, and have a perfectly fine evening without permission.
Exactly, because of fossil fuels, because of air conditioning, right? If there's a summer outdoor concert series and Mel Torme is playing, I can say, you know what, I'm skipping this one. I'm skipping from seeing the Velvet Fog because it's just too damn hot out. I'm an adult. I can make that decision.
Yeah, and chances are they canceled this concert anyway, so you'd be like, you didn't need their permission because now you're not going to go because it's been canceled because it was the smart thing to do.
Yeah, you get Tony Bennett out there in 104 degrees, the guy's going to drop over dead. Like, you know, Tony Bennett's going to cancel the concert. Like, we are adults.
Obviously,
we don't need government.
Tony Bennett.
That's true. I've seen
plays in Vegas. Now, come on.
I think he played his last concert recently, but anyway. So, yeah, you're not allowed to travel. You have to get approval to travel more than a certain number of designated times per year. Again, we talk about carbon footprint tracking. We talk about tracking everything you do. This is what it is. In order to gain this, every resident will have to register their car details with the city council, who will then track their movements via smart cameras around the city. This is the dream for them, these guys. Every resident will be required to register their car with the county council, who will then monitor how many times they leave their district. Sounds like Hunger Games via a number plate recognition system. So they just voted on this, guys. Like, this is already happening. Now, I know it's a
like
small...
It's like aliens in District 9.
Right. Now, I know this sounds small, like this is one city. It doesn't matter. It starts this way.
Well, that's what they do. They do these little drops and like, let's test this in this small area where we know that, you know, that it's these feeble people. They're not really going to do much. Let's see how it flies. Let's get it organized, and then it'll spread. And it's like people are always like, oh, it's only starting there. I don't need to worry about it. It's not going to come to the big city. But that's when you need to worry, when you see it happening in these smaller areas.
Right, right, right. And someone in our Rumble chat, who was it, just said in Rumble, Savarari says Agenda 21 in 1992. Yeah, megacities, right? This is the idea. Megacities, we will control your movements. We will have total control of it, and we will then be able to control your food production. We'll get the cars off the roads. We don't want you driving these cars at all anyway. And you will all own a bike, and you'll walk to wherever you need to walk. So this is madness. This is madness. James Woodhuysen warned about us of this in late October. James writes, the madness of the 15-minute city. The green agenda is taking inspiration from the illiberal days of lockdown, he writes. To this end, Oxfordshire Council, which is run by the Labour and Liberal Democrats and the Green Party, wants to divide the city of Oxford into 6 15-minute districts. In these districts, it is said most household essentials will be accessible by a quarter of an hour walk or ride by bike, so residents will have no need for a car. On the surface, these 15-minute neighborhoods might sound pleasant and convenient, but there's a coercive edge. The council plans to cut car use and traffic congestion by placing strict rules on car journeys. Residents will have to register their cars with the city council, and they will be tracked to count their journeys through the key gateways in and out. It's a social credit scheme, James writes, that starts with your car and works like an anti-frequent flyer points. The less you drive, the less you travel, the better and higher your score. They don't want you visiting anything. They don't want you going anywhere. Under the new proposals, if any of Oxford's 150,000 residents drive outside of their designated district more than 100 days a year, he or she could be fined £70 each time that happens.
It's wow. Crazy, I mean, they should cordon off the grocery stores too, based on your social credit score, so that like, no, you've got a social credit score of 200 or less. This is the only aisle you can shop from. You're getting canned SpaghettiOs.
I know, and I know it sounds crazy.
If you want fresh meat?
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. You're only allowed a certain number of meat credits. Guys, this is where this is going. This is not conspiratorial shit. This is they've written it out. They're executing on it. They've already run pilot programs that they're running in Paris, Bogota, Houston. Like, this is happening. And it's they paint it as like a dream. You don't need to go anywhere. You just walk everywhere. And look, I like the idea of like walking in a city, but I also don't want to stay there forever. I'd like to go visit my mom who lives, you know, a couple hours away. I want to go visit friends. I want to go upstate and visit. I want to maybe commute from work. I want to live in the city and commute outside of the city. What about the people that want to commute for work? Have that choice. Have that liberty. No. Sorry. Under this plan, you won't. And what about people who can't walk 15 minutes to the grocery store who, like, you know, they just don't have the capacity?
I mean, I think you guys are, you know, all a bunch of wimps. The Amish do it. The Amish live this way, you know? I mean, they don't go further than unless they hire somebody to drive them to Pennsylvania to see their family, they stay within, you know, how far a horse can travel. So,
they want you to be Amish.
Such a big deal.
They want us to be Amish. That would be, actually, no, they don't. Because they don't want us to farm.
No, actually, yeah, they don't. Yeah, they don't want you to farm,
and
collect rainwater,
have
stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, because they want to vaccinate
you. I think
I'm
going to become Amish. I just got to cut this off, and I'm Amish.
And get a horse. Get a horse and buggy. Thank you so much for watching this segment here at Redacted. We are live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, trying to share the stories that the mainstream media will not cover. You should also come over and join our community of Redacted Rebels over at Redacted.
All right, that's it. So if you have any more thoughts about the ESG and the social credit score and 15-minute cities, I'm here for that.
Oh, that's a scary, scary time. But, you know, even with the Amish.
I have a zero score because I don't have a cell phone. And I'll be damned if I'm buying a cell phone just so I could be tracked. That's the reason why I don't
do anything anymore within my 15 mile radius anymore. No.
Well, and I don't walk anymore, you know. I mean, I used to. I mean, I you know, it's great, but yeah, that's just crazy talk. But you know, I saw a thing about the Amish people. As much as people like to think that the Amish really live in this old world, you know, they've evolved, and there's a lot of things that they do that's very, very much in the technology world. You know, they have things delivered. You know, they use cell phones. They do a lot of things that we use today.
Well, they,
you know,
make,
they don't live
they make
in
plug-in heaters, so I figure that they must have done something.
Yeah, they don't live in the dawn ages. You know, I mean, maybe some of them do, but I mean, they, you know, I mean, I think they were interviewed one time, and they're like, "Oh, come on now, like, you know, there's some things that we do, you know, we don't do everything just a hammer and a nail."
Yeah,
but you know, but I mean, obviously, there's a lot of things that they, you know, they keep away from some things, away from certain societies, but set aside, yeah. But, you know, it's not for everybody. I mean, that's why some of their kids leave and they're like, not for me.
Yeah, but nowadays there's people that are willing to move there and they'll take it.
What's that?
There's people that are willing to be Amish.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a community, you know. But, you know, we need to be more of a community, just in general. I mean, like your guest was saying, Joseph, you know, we need to, everybody is just me. You know, we tend to move away from supporting one another.
Well, that's the liberal mindset, that your opinion is better than anyone else's.
You know, and I think that's why sometimes people tend to struggle a lot more, just because, and then they wonder why that is. It's because, you know, when I think of other, like, some cultures, I'm just trying to think of some cultures, like just their communities, and it's not like they speak about it. It's just because I know of them, you know, like some African communities, but you know, they have a very strong community, and they really, whenever they come from wherever they, whatever, you know, from their country, you know, they support their people when they come here, and they set them up pretty well. I mean, I don't know if they get support from the government. I don't know that portion of it, but they really do help their people when they get here. So, you know, they're not left fighting for themselves, by themselves, if that makes any sense. Versus some other people, and that's why people always seem like they're struggling all the time, and, you know. But I'm not saying that, you know, we should help every stranger, but I think people would be a little bit better off if we just helped one another. But we don't do that. No different than, you know, look at all these billionaires and all these billionaires. And I'm sure they give some money out there to charities and all that, but there's so much money that can be helped out there to whomever that is. But it isn't. But I'm sure, just in general too, you know, I'm sure we can live on the land, but that's never going to happen. They're really always going to make sure that we pay for water, air that we breathe, and, you know, electricity and all that kind of stuff. You know, that utopia, that's never going to happen. Like, you're going to say that we've come this far in technology and we still haven't figured how to live on our Earth? Yeah. How is that possible? That seems a little ironic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I think it's I've hit the wall here tonight. I haven't been feeling good the last few days.
Alrighty.
So I'm gonna I'm going to forego the other 30 minutes here. So I don't do it all the time, but it just seems like lately I haven't been feeling all that well.
Okay. Let's call it a night.
All right. So I'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Boots.